So let's get this straight once and for all. The feds and your government and just about everyone thought everyone and their brother should own a home. The greedy bankers and the lobbyists paid the Congress to look the other way, and the Bush folks took the credit for all of it. After all, they are economically ignorant fools who couldn't run a candy store. Your congressmen and women took lobby money and then just stood by. Joe Sixpack could not understand what the word adjustable meant in his adjustable rate mortgage, and then figured they could buy a $500,000 house cutting lawns and flipping hamburgers. The banks packaged up all these loans and leveraged them 100-to-1. Every pension plan, city fund, and old lady bought all these loans, as the rating agencies all rated them AAA. After all, real estate always goes up, right? When all the lawn cutters and hamburger flippers bought more and more houses, thinking they could now own 3 or more houses, and since real estate always goes up, they listened to the realtors, who had no interest in a housing bubble, of course, and they got together with their loan buddies, and all of them borrowed even more and bought more houses, which made the realtor happy, the banker happy, the mortgage broker happy, the rating agencies happy, Congress happy, the lobbyists happy, the liberals happy, the greedy capitalists happy, foreign investors happy, and so everybody was then real happy. And then the inevitable happened. House prices continued to go up like everyone thought they would. Then, oops, nobody could afford them anymore. The dominoes began to fall backwards, then $3 trillion in home loans, leveraged to $300 trillion in bets, all go bad, and since everyone holds the same thing, no one can pay anyone. Now the guys in charge of everything way back when, that's Congress, by the way, all look open-mouthed and stupid, and run for cover for someone else to blame, pointing at each other, and then realizing that Joe Sixpack can still aim what guns he may have left, rush to throw trillions more into the black hole to anyone and everyone who asks for it, hoping it will all just go away. Your ex-Secretary Treasurer Hank Paulson, who used to work there, by the way, on that there Wall Street, that is, then gives billions to his banking buddies and promises also to give them first position in the takeovers and pillaging of the banking system, and then sponsors overtly and covertly with taxpayer money from the very same Joe Sixpack, who's too stupid to know when he's being robbed, as long as he is told it was for the stability of the system. That's as good a line as any. Hank Paulson then agrees to buy bad debt from the banks and just about everyone else, and scares the very same Congress, who were asleep when all this started, figures they are just still as stupid, and tells them the same line he sold to Joe Sixpack, that it's good for the financial stability of the system. After all, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to tell, and the more people believe it. So Congress capitulates and promises up the $700 billion, which, by the way, grew to $820 billion, because Congress needed $120 billion in bribes. Joe Sixpack winces, but does not. Nothing. You get the government you deserve comes to mind. They dole out the dough and begin to throw gasoline on the debt fire. The fire rages and several more institutions go under. More CEOs figure that Congress really is that stupid and really is giving out Joe Sixpack's money for free, so they all get in their private jets and they fly to the money place. That's Washington, by the way, and they use the same lie again, figuring it worked before, it will work again. Toys R Us doubts that it can claim a lack of toys will bring down the system, however, but then realizes big boys need toys, or so they've heard. Even if Toys R Us doesn't make that kind of toy, they know how stupid Congress is, so they decide to try, for the good of the system, lie again, like everybody else. But then Hank Paulson. Remember him? He was your Secretary Treasurer and ex-CEO of Goldman Sachs. He makes a dumb mistake. Realizing that in buying the bad debt from the banks, he must put a price on it to buy it, if he prices it at what it is really worth, which is a penny on the dollar, then all the other banks that hold this stuff are now seen for what they really are. Bankrupt companies holding trillions of dollars worth of bad debt worth 2 cents and are effectively insolvent. But if Paulson values them at the fairy tale value of a couple of $100 trillion, then his measly few $100 billion won't cover even 1% of the bad debt, and his $700 billion, oops, I mean $820 billion with bribe money, won't buy squat, and the public will see that he needs a few $100 trillion, not a measly $700 billion. Meanwhile, if you recall, Congress insisted on oversight and transparency in the bailout. They said oversight and transparency was of the utmost importance to protect the taxpayer. Well, here it is over 1 year later, and we hear very little about where the money went. In fact, the Federal Reserve is refusing to tell us where the money went. Their reason? To maintain the stability of the system. Remember that one? Like I said, once these guys got you to shut the hell up and accept the first bailout, all the posturing is gone, and they just hope you just forget about it. Then surprise, a new president, a new secretary treasurer, and a new Federal Reserve chief come to power, the original bailout has swelled to over 11 times its original size, with added contributors being the Federal Reserve and the FDIC, because they don't need congressional approval to use their money. The stock market crashes, then temporarily rebounds, and now those very same banks, the ones that got your taxpayer money, post record profits. And CNBC now says the bottom is in. Holy cow, you can't make this stuff up. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are my opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of this station. That's it for your Money Matters Minute. My name is Mark Cuniberti.